Do you try to shy away from pain and not feel that visceral feeling of anguish? If so, you are also blocking your opportunity and your ability to feel deep joy. And today I'm going to tell you why and how to stop that.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli, and this is The Potential State. And today we're going to talk about the key to your joy is in your pain. So the emotional range is from 1 to 10. That's the metaphor I use. On 1, on the lower numbers is like 1 would be like the deepest despair, helplessness, and grief. And then 10 would be the nirvana and ecstasy and really, really deep joy. Most of us have this core belief that pain is bad, or that if I feel pain, I will just crumble, I will collapse, I will die. So what we do is we block the 1 to 3 feelings, those dark despair, the deep pain, the anguish, the helplessness. But the problem is when we block that, which we're blocking so we don't feel it, what we're actually doing, we're blocking the 7 to 10. It's symmetrical. And what happens is we end up with a very narrow emotional range. I call it the 4 to 6, right? Most of us are somewhere in the 4 to 6. What that actually leads to is a very narrow emotional range, a very shallow affect, as we say, some boredom, loneliness, a loss of vitality. But more than that, when people are in our lives, and because we're 4 to 6, we don't have a wide emotional range, they don't feel so close to us. There's less energy, there's less intimacy, there's less empathy. And the others feel like they don't really feel us because we're not really going. We're not really expressing our full human range. Refer to the episode on feelings is what makes us human. So how do we, and we all want to feel more joy, right? And more ecstasy. So how do we open the 7 to 10? We open the 1 to 3. And how do we do that? We feel the pain. I have a client, she says, you want to stay in the storm. And what you do is you need to open yourself up to the 1 to 3. Open up to the pain, to the fear, to the anguish, to the depression, and stop running away. Terry Real talks about that we're all running away from our covert depression. We're like running from the pain, from whatever we've inherited. And those of us that look, turn around and look at it and let it like hit us are relational heroes. I want to give you 2 quick examples and how to do it. So I was once working with this woman and she was bulletproof from a very young age. She did not let pain in. She had a rough childhood, so she just shut everything down. The problem was is that it worked. It worked so well that she survived and excelled, but she never felt real intimacy, real pleasure, real joy, real excitement because she blocked the 1 to 3 and she also blocked the 7 to 10. And for me personally, in the beginning of the corona pandemic, I was just blocking the pain and the anxiety and the fear. And then I said, you know what? I'm just going to let it in. And I took an evening and I just let it in and I just collapsed. I physically collapsed on the carpet. I started crying. I just let all the fears and anxiety and despair and helplessness just ravish me. Luckily, my wife was there and she held the space. She didn't try to fix me or heal me. And by just surrendering to it, the following morning, there was this calmness and softness. The 7 to 10 opened, right? That opened so I could access that the following day. So here are some tips how to do it. Again, I'm not talking about mental illness or when it's really heavy or even pathological. For most of us, the 1 to 3 will not kill us. The 1 to 3 will actually help us feel the 7 to 10. And the 1 to 3 is also part of being human. So how do we do this? First of all, share this episode. Have a common language with your partner and your loved ones so they can understand. Because usually what happens when we bring the 1 to 3, people immediately want to fix us, heal us, cheer us up. Nobody likes the 1 to 3 feelings. So share the episode. Examine your core belief. Do you have core beliefs that pain is bad, or that pain equals collapse or pain equals death? See if that still serves you. Then create a safe enough space with your therapist, partner, friend, colleague, mentor, where you can safely explore the 1 to 3s. For some of us, there's this fear that if I feel the 1 to 3, I'm going to collapse and stop functioning. For most of us, that is not true. So create a space where you can feel that, and then just allow yourself to collapse into the 1 to 3. Perhaps you also want to physically collapse, lie on the carpet, hug a pillow, do what you need to do, but let that in. Let that ravish through you. And then remember that feelings will pass. Feelings will pass. They're sensations, they come and they go. So if you don't stay attached to them, don't get locked to them, they will move on. And then, after you've experienced that once or twice, allow yourself to bring those shades into your conversation with your loved ones. This will require you to prepare them to not jump into reaction, to not immediately try to fix it or heal it. Help them and ask them just to be there, just to let you meet yourself in their presence. Let you explore the 1-3 shades, the 1-3 shades and feelings. Let them just be there. And over time, if you open up the range from 4-6, slowly to 3-7, and then to 2-8, you'll feel a new sense of vitality, of congruence, of connection, of joy. People in your life will feel closer to you, and you will finally be more alive. And I'll finish with Stevie Wonder has an amazing song called Joy Inside My Tears. He says, "You put the joy inside my tears." And I want to add to that, so allow the tears and the fears to release your full joy. So the key to joy is in your pain. My name is Dr. Cyril Manelli, and this was The Potential State. I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Potential State Podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.